大家好，我是 Jenny。 放完新春假期，我想大家一定吃了很多，现在正想减肥。但今天呢，我和 Adam 要反其道而行，告诉大家在英文里面各种各样的煎炒煮炸这些要怎么说。
That's right, we are talking all about cooking today. My name is Adam, Master Chef, known throughout the world for his cooking skills.
是吗 ?Master Chef 大厨哦。
That's right.
好，那今天潘吉坚尼告诉你的节目呢，就是一集非常 delicious, 非常色香味俱全的节目。你可以跟我们学到很多有用的 cooking words。那大家可以关注我们的公众号开言英语来收藏学习。那 Adam, 我们先来说一下，就是烧菜、煮菜、烹饪在英语里你觉得最 general, 就是最广用的一个说法吧。
Well, that's easy. To cook.
To cook.
Yeah, we cook everything.
C-O-O-K.
Right, so a cook cooks.
Oh, 对，因为它也是一个名词，就是一个大厨。它不是一个 cooker, 而是一个 cook.
It's a cook, yeah. Right. Well, we should say, like, the chef is the big guy. The cook could be the big guy, but it can also be his staff.
对，刚刚 Adam 说的那个词 chef,C-H-E-F, 它是一个法语词，但是呢也在英语里被使用，不念 chef, 而是念 chef.
Right, chef.
意思就是厨师啊。那像我们也不是职业的厨师，我们可以叫自己 home cook, 是不是？
Oh, yeah.
在家里常常烧菜哦。好，那就是煮菜烹饪的意思。Well, just now you said we cook everything, 但是我想也不一定啊。
Yeah, I mean, we don't cook salads.
对，比如沙拉。
Right, or sandwiches. Well, some sandwiches we cook, I guess.
所以 cook 就是你要加热的。You need to use heat.
Heat, yeah, yeah. I guess the most general then would just be make food.
Oh, yeah, to make food. 就是凉拌的或者热炒的煎炒煮炸都包括是吗
That's right.
Or to prepare food.
Yeah, we say prepare food like mommies and daddies might have to prepare lunches for their kids.
好，那我们现在呢就从刚刚 general 广用的一些词看一些更具体的，比如煎炒煮炸这些概念。I want to start with 炒，因为我觉得这是最有中国特色的一种 way of cooking.
Oh, because it sounds like loud?
因为就噔噔噔噔噔很吵。没有，因为我觉得你跟外国人说到 Chinese food, 他们经常会说哦 Chinese stir fry.
Right.
所以炒的英文就是
stir fry.
Stir fry.
Right.
Fry 大家可能比较熟悉啊 F-R-Y、但 fry 的意思也有很多，从煎到炸或者这个炒、其实它都有一些 fry 的这个意味在里面。但是如果你想更加具体更加确切的形容中国的这种翻炒、你就可以说
stir fry
Yes, stir fry. 因为 stir 这个动作就是 there's movement.
Right. Now, we should be really clear here that stir fry can be a verb, something you do. It can also be a noun. It's a stir fry.
对，它既是动词又是名词。
And there is one more as well, the adjective stir fried.
比如你可以形容一个菜 it's stir fried.
Right.
是炒过的
Right, so it could be a beef stir fry. You could stir fry some beef. Or when someone asks, what did you have for dinner last night? I had stir fried beef.
对，那么说到炒啊，这个时候你的锅子也很重要。
That's right.
我非常想说这个词，就是它不是 any kind of pan or pots,那都是锅子。
Right.
我们中国的这个炒锅英文叫做
Wok.
W-O-K.
Sounds like walk, like walking.
走路
吧。Right, yeah.
对，但它是 W-O-K, 然后它是从广东话来的，对吗？
Most things do.
Yes, especially in food. 好, so you have a wok and you can make your Chinese stir fries.
Right.
但前面 Adam 不是又说了一个词，他说 chow.
Yeah.
这个我就会看，比如你去美国的一个中餐馆，它的 menu 上面可能会有 chow mein.
Chow mein.
意思就是炒面嘛，也是广东话。
Yeah, so that's been around for a long time. What I think is more interesting is that when we use the word chow, like an English chow, C-H-O-W, we just mean food. Let's get some、
really?
chow.
就是我们吃点东西吧，你可以说 let's get some chow.
Let's get some chow, yeah, I'm hungry. Or you can also chow down on something.
是你要去炒一样东西吗？
This is just eat.
Okay.
Right, so like for example, if everyone's at the table, all the dishes have been made, or all the pizzas have been delivered, you can say, all right, let's chow down.
Oh, let's chow down, 就是我们开动吧。好 enough about 炒，我们接下来看煎好了。
Okay, so we already mentioned the word fry.
所以煎就是 fry.
Fry.
那这个煎呢，就是要用到油，然后不是很多的油，因为那样变成炸了，对吧？
Right.
但是让它呢，还是有一点脆脆的那个感觉。所以这个煎又让我想到了另外一个词，就是 pan fry.
Okay.
对 ,pan fry 呢一般 well, you will need a pan.
Yes.
P-A-N, 它的意思就是一个平底锅。If you pan fry something, 大家就可以想锅贴。就是你基本上就是
Pan stickers or whatever.
Pot stickers.
Pot stickers, right.
就煎一面，煎单面。
Yeah, the whole point, again, speaking as a master chef, I think the idea is that there is very little oil used.
是的。那比如煎牛排，你们会说 to fry a steak?
Well, you can. You can fry steaks, but usually we cook them on the barbecue or grill them.
Oh, grill.
Yeah.
你们说的去烤牛排，我觉得英文更多说 let's grill some steak.
Like I have fried a steak before. I've fried hamburgers before, but it's just not the way we usually cook them.
好，那 roast 呢？ Roast 和 grill 差不多是吗？
Roast, no, grill is you cook it on a surface, right? It's a hot metal lines.
像铁板烧那样。
Right, but roast is like in the oven. Like it's more like...We'll get to it in a second. Bake.
Okay. 对，这个就是要放在一个大烤箱。好，那我们最后再来说一下和 fry 有关的一个就是炸。
Okay, so this is something I used to love. I try not to eat so much of it anymore. Deep fried stuff.
对 so to deep fry or the stuff.
Right, so deep fried cheese, for example.
对，国外真的有啊，炸的 cheese, 大家觉得很难想象，比如 mozzarella sticks, right? 像 KFC, that's deep fried chicken.
Yep, yeah, I mean everything at KFC, McDonald's, it's all deep fried.
Deep fried, 就是炸的。那炸的东西，你刚刚已经说了, it's not super healthy, but they're very tasty. And I think one of the reasons is because it's so 脆的。这种脆我们可以怎么说呢?
Crispy.
比如说那个肯德基的鸡就是很脆
Right,
well,
even the other night I was having dinner with friends and one guy from Singapore, he had a little hack for the restaurant, a little tip. He's like, you can order them extra crispy.
Oh, 就是喜欢特别脆的可以跟那个饭店说。
Right. You can say extra crispy.
Okay, 我想要更脆 extra crispy. 好那 let's move on to something healthier.
Okay.
更健康的烹饪方法煮。
Okay, so now we're talking boil.
Boil.
Yeah, but this brings back memories of just very like,boring food.
I know, I was gonna say that. 就是小时候我妈妈每天早上让我吃一个白煮蛋然后对于一个小孩来说 oh, it's so bland, 就是一点味道都没有。
Right, exactly. But like you said, healthy.
Healthy, 对。因为我刚刚说的白煮蛋英文里面叫做
Well, we say boiled eggs, but you can boil them in a soft way, soft boiled eggs.Or hard-boiled eggs.
对，就是如果那个蛋黄你喜欢比较稀一点的溏心蛋，就是 soft-boiled eggs. 然后呢，像小时候我妈妈让我吃的，我觉得很难吃的，就是
hard-boiled
eggs.
Yeah, I used to like soft-boiled eggs, and now I mean, I love hard-boiled eggs. I love like Chinese tea eggs.
Chinese 蛋，对，就长大口味都会变啊。比如我小时候，我不知道为什么，我很喜欢吃 wontons, 就是云吞馄饨，但是我非常不爱吃饺子。然后我妈就跟我说，这是一样的。然后我小时候 ，no, they're different. 但我小时候不会说英文啊，不一样。
No.
但是比如煮饺子，我们可以说 to boil some dumplings.
Well, again, you could put them into water. I think we're probably more likely to steam them. But in any case, you can just say make.
make. 那我如果没有 make 呢？比如我昨天晚上我是就给我儿子下了一点速冻饺子、frozen dumplings.
What a good mother.
I didn't make them. 不是我自己包的、
right.
but I kind of have to cook them.
Yeah, you could say cook there. Again, prepare, even though it's sort of formal, you could still use it. And a lot of stuff, you can just say heat up.
Oh, heat up.
Right?
对，就加一个加热一下。
Right.
但你说的加热就更像是 like microwave,、mm, 微波炉是吧
?Right, yeah.、
那微波炉它既是一个名词其实它也是一个动词啊。
Yes, it is called a microwave and it helps you to microwave things.
对，比如你说这个东西就微波炉里叮一下，就是 let's microwave it,、
mm-hmm.
or let's
nuke it.
Nuke it.
Yeah, nuke something in the microwave.
N-U-K-E.
Yep.
它是不是来自于 nuclear?
Nuclear.
核那个、mm-hmm. 核能啊、yeah, because I guess it's the same technology.
It's not, but、people think it. When people look at something that's complicated, they think, oh, it must be like this other complicated thing.
Okay, to nuke something. 好，那接下来呢，我们说一下刚刚 Adam 提到的 steam,、
mm.
蒸。对，你刚跟我说可以 steam dumplings, 对，是蒸饺。
Mm-hmm.
那和那个煮还是不太一样。
Right, because when you're steaming something, it's not touching the hot water.
对。
Right? It's touching the steam.
对，所以这个蒸呢，英文就是 steam.
Steam.
And once again, 它既是名词又是动词。
That's right, that's right.、Mm. So I like steamed vegetables. They're pretty good.
Oh, 对，我发现北美人要么蔬菜是吃生的，要么就是 steam, 就蒸一下。
Mm.
就你们不懂可以 stir fry 蔬菜这件事。
Yeah, it's, we're trying to be a bit healthy.
是是是。Okay, 那今天节目的最后我们来看看烤。
Okay.
好，那烤这件事啊，如果你是烤甜品、烤蛋糕、烤派，和你要去烤牛肉或者烤一只鸭、
mm.
用到的英文词是不一样的。
Different, yes,、mm. different. I think an easy way to remember this is everybody knows roast duck.
Yes.
Everybody should know roast duck.
北京烤鸭。
So when we're talking about meat,、
mm.
that's usually going to be roasted.
Roasted meat.
Right.
烤肉。
Roasted
对不对
in the oven.
Okay, oven 就是烤箱。
Right.
然后它这个 O-V-E-N 不念 oven, 念
oven.
Oven.
Oven,
A 的音啊。Okay, 那比如北京烤鸭是叫 Peking...
Duck.
Peking duck?、
Mm.
就不用说 Peking roast.
Yeah, I mean, you could say roast duck.
Roast duck.、
I think the whole Peking thing is kind of...、
就够了。
Yeah, 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 over and done with. But,、you know, like Beijing roast duck.
嗯，好。或者英国人呢，不是有一个周日烧烤，周日烤肉、
yeah,
Sunday roast.
Sunday roast, yeah. Used to always eat those. I hated them.
就咬不动啊，那个肉。
It's just, it was so rare.
Rare 就是肉很深。
Right, exactly.
你爸爸会烤得比较深。
Yes,、yes. So I liked hamburgers.
cooked, yeah,
well
all、
done.
The way through, yes.好，那咸的肉类我们知道了 ，roasted， or you can roast veggies.
You can roast veggies, right?
很好吃，烤蔬菜。那甜的呢
？That would be bake.
Oh yes. 然后现在有很多朋友都喜欢 baking.、
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, there are a lot of、baking fans in China.
Bakers.
Bakers.
Yes,
对
，bakers
很喜欢烘焙啊。Mm. 所以如果我要烘一个蛋糕，烤一个蛋糕
，You would bake a cake.
Bake a cake, 烤一个派。
You could bake a pie.
哎，然后你还可以 bake 一个 idea 是吧
？Sure, yeah, and you can also have a half-baked idea.
对，这个是常用，就是一个人他根本没想好一个主意，然后就跟大家说了。你可以说
right.
，Oh, that's a half-baked idea.
What a half-baked idea.
对 ，OK， 那今天我们的节目就到这儿，教了大家在日常生活当中常用的 cooking terminologies, cooking words。哎，不知道你平时是不是喜欢做菜啊 ？Are you a master chef? Are you a baker?
What do you like to chow down on?
大家都可以在今天的留言里告诉我们。那新的一年猪年 is officially here， 然后要祝我们 Adam 上次录那个猪年节目的时候你生病了，你不在。Wish you the best of luck in your animal year.
Thanks.
那也希望更多的朋友在新的一年可以跟开言一起。加入我们的会员，更好的学习英语。大家可以下载开言英语的 APP， 或者到我们的公众号连来免费试用我们非常棒的会员课程，还能免费加入七天的这个新手训练营。OK, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time.
Bye, guys.
Thank you.